Earlier this month, the 114th Congress passed its first 100 days of Republican rule in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. WRVO's Ellen Abbott takes a look at one Republican's perspective of that political milestone.
Republican John Katko, the freshman representative in Central New York's 24th Congressional District, admits things didn't get off to a good start with GOP leadership missteps on votes involving abortion and immigration.
We had some bumps in the road starting out, but I think we're starting to find our groove a bit.
He says there have been votes that show a growing bipartisanship, though, lately, like the so-called Doc Fix legislation approved in March that reforms Medicare's physician payment system.
It took 17 years to fix this problem. And year after year, they got a patch to go limp on to the next year. And now we have a permanent fix to it. And things like that are happening that are kind of flying under the radar, but they're kind of seeds of bipartisanship.
Now, whether this more congenial Congress continues is unclear. As lawmakers gear up for re-election next year and the presidential election takes much of the oxygen out of Washington. Approval ratings for Congress still hovers in the teens, and the Democratic National Committee has called the first 100 days of a Republican rule a study in dysfunction. But Katko, in his own first 100 days in Washington, believes the more radical portions of each party aren't holding as much sway as they used to, and that will be evident in the next round of elections.
If the candidates strike moderate tones, I think it's going to be in a very interesting campaign because I really, truly believe that Congress is coming together more as a team than ever before, than it has in a while, and I think that's going to continue.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.